From Vibe Unlimited Studios, welcome to That Medical Quiz Show, the only game show that tests your medical knowledge. We believe there's a little bit of doctor in all of us, and our goal is to bring out the doctor in you. Here's your host, author, neurosurgeon, and medical school professor, Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Hello, hi. We've got a fantastic show for you today, and I'm so delighted to be here with my medical assistant, who's as popular as a sunscreen saleswoman at a nude beach, Lisa Cornwell.
SPF nude, Dr. Pate. SPF nude. Anything engaging in that medical news?
Oh, yeah. So, didn't you like that introduction?
I did. That's been my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
I think so.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to tell you something. I want you to ponder on this a little bit, Lisa.
Okay.
What does Google have to do with our mental health?
I have no idea.
Well, a team of researchers in the U.S. and in Australia conducted a study using Google search queries to show seasonal patterns of mental health. Now, according to the study, people who search Google about mental health topics ranging from anxiety to eating disorders to schizophrenia did this more often during the winter months than during the summer months. And other researchers determined that this information could be very important for understanding whether changing seasons really do affect our mental health, especially in relationship to vitamin D absorption, omega-3 consumption, and physical exercise opportunity. All three of these tend to increase during the summer months.
Very interesting. These studies about seasons and mental health keep supporting my thoughts about moving year-round to someplace warm.
Now, Lisa, wait a minute.
Aloha, listeners.
No.
Aloha,
no.
Doc.
No, Lisa.
Aloha.
Now, before you go, you got to take along the sunscreen, right?
Okay.
And Lisa, before you go, I've got to scrub in. And you've got to tell people how you play the game.
Okay. I guess all work, no play. The game consists of four rounds, and during every round, we'll cover a different medical category. Each contestant will have a chance to answer one question per round for 1 point each. At the end of the first three rounds, contestants can earn an extra 2 points in a bonus round. And finally, our fast-paced lightning round, or cardiac capper, will determine our winner. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to play this game, but you do have to be one to host it, right, Doc?
That's right, Lisa.
For a complete list of the rules and more information about the show, check out our Facebook page. Just type in That Medical Quiz Show in the search bar. Time now to meet our three contestants. Contestant number one is Jermaine from West Helena, Arkansas. Hi, Jermaine.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great.
We're doing great. Jermaine, thanks for joining us today on the quiz show.
You're very welcome, sir.
Now, what kind of work do you do?
Currently, I am a full-time student at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, and I am an office assistant at the provost's office at the school.
Okay.
I assist with office work and things of that nature. And I also do a lot of work with Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. I do a lot of community service at the community.
Good for you. You're one busy guy, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, yeah. Now, somebody tells me you like to tutor people, right?
Yes, sir, I do. I go to Franklin Elementary School every Tuesday and Thursday, tutor young kids in underrepresented communities because it's a strong need for education there and a strong need for encouragement.
Well, good for you. That's fantastic. That is just wonderful. Now, somebody told me you want to move to Texas or you want to go to Texas or something?
Yes, sir. I plan on moving to Texas because I want to finish my graduate studies and earn my PhD in computer science at the University of Texas at Austin.
Fantastic. Good for you. But now I got to ask you, are you going to become a Longhorn when you go down there?
I may. I think I will stick to the Arkansas.
I was wondering if he was going to be upset that I have a more Tennessee orange than Texas burnt orange, but since you're a Razorback at heart, that's okay.
That's okay.
Always Razorback at heart.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
Contestant number two is Reggie from Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome, Reggie.
Thank you.
Reggie, glad to have you with us. Now, look, you got a lot of muscle there in those arms there.
Yes.
Right? Now, what do you do?
I'm a full-time student at the University of Arkansas, Little Rock, majoring in electronics computer engineering.
Good for you. And now somebody tells me that you work in a gym or something, right?
Yes, I work in a student gym.
What do you do there?
Like an assistant. I'm saying when people come in and get memberships and things like that, and I help pass out equipment, basketballs and things like that.
So you get a chance to work out a lot, huh?
Yes.
That's why you have these big muscles there. Yeah.
Got to stay in shape.
It looks like your shirt's about two sizes too small, though.
That's how I look at him. He's nodding his head. He likes that.
Now, somebody told me you also like to hang out with friends. Is that? that right?
Yes.
Now, what do you do when you hang out?
Have fun.
Hey, now, Jermaine wants to move to Texas. Uh-huh. And I'm told that you want to go to L.A.
Yes.
And why do you want to go to L.A.?
Just to be around the stars, beach.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, the stars, the beach, huh?
Yes.
You know, they have beaches in Florida. Yeah.
Yes.
You want to go down there, huh? Are you going to go out and become a fan of UCLA or something when you go out there?
No.
You're still going to stay.
Stay Razorbacks.
we're glad you're here, Reggie.
Don't worry, Reggie. Doc's from Florida. He tries to get everybody to move there. Contestant number three is Steve from St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Steve, good to see you.
Good to see you, sir.
Now, somebody told me you're retired.
Yes, I am, and proud.
No, you look happy. Doesn't he look happy?
He does look happy.
He looks happy. Now, what do you do now that you're retired?
Well, I really get to do a lot of things I like to do. It's like reading, and I am a bow hunter.
A bow hunter.
A fisherman, and I play with my grandkids and work at my church.
Well, good for you. Now you're a bow hunter. What do you hunt?
Well, you can hunt deers, but you can also hunt these wild hogs, which is a pretty good thing.
Well, that's kind of dangerous, isn't it?
No, if you just be careful, it's fine.
Yeah. You ever have a hog charge you?
No, sir.
You haven't had that yet, huh?
So I'm talking brave now.
Now, Steve, I hope you charge in and get all the answers on the medical quiz show.
Thank you.
Does wild hog bacon taste better than regular bacon, kind of like wild salmon?
Actually, they say it's better for you because it's all natural food they eat.
Mm. There you go.
But, you know, the problem with that, Steve, you gotta skin them and you got to prepare them.
Oh, it's pretty nasty, yeah.
Lisa just goes to the store and buys it.
Okay, we are ready to start round one with Jermaine. Speaking of, he won the Sizzling Synthetic Turkey Baking Curing Contest just before the show. How did you get so good at that?
Yeah.
Wow.
My golly. You did well.
Very well. All right.
I do my best.
There you go. Okay, guys. Our first category is?
Bread and brawn.
The questions in bread and brawn deal with nutrition and exercise.
And the first question goes to Jermaine. Jermaine, are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Which of these is a high-protein, low-fat snack combination? Is it A, peanut butter and chocolate, B, cheese and grapes, or C, celery and apples?
C.
Well, the answer is actually B, cheese and grapes. Combining a small amount of low-fat cheese with a larger amount of juicy grapes will satisfy your midday munchies. The healthy fat in the cheese, as well as its protein, will help you feel more full than ever. And besides, grapes and cheese, they're just a delicious, delicious combination.
They are, especially when you pair them with wine.
I knew you would say that.
Sorry, I know. All right, the next question in...
Bread and brawn.
...is for Reggie.
Reggie, are you ready for your question here?
Yes, sir, I am.
All righty. Yawning while you exercise is a likely indicator of which of the following... A, vitamin D deficiency, C, urinary tract infection, or is it C, lack of oxygen?
C.
Now, you knew that, right? Because you work out in the gym, right? Well, yawning is often an indication of the need for more oxygen to your brain. When you're running and yawning simultaneously...
And be careful not to fall.
That's right, Lisa. Lisa does that often, you know. It's a physical sign that you may need to breathe more deeply and increase the oxygen flow.
Okay, our final question in...
Bread and brawn.
...goes to Steve.
Steve, this is your question. This is a good question for you.
Yes, sir.
Because you see him, he's smiling.
I know, he's happy.
It's a good smiling and laughing. Laughing at least 100 times is equivalent to what exercise? A, 10 minutes rowing. B, 2 minutes powerlifting, or C, 1 hour of sex?
A.
You got it. Now, Steve, why didn't you go for C, the 1 hour of sex there, huh?
I guess it's just a personal thing.
Yeah, it's too short of a period for you, huh? Okay. Well, the answer, you got it. It is A. It's 10 minutes of rowing. The researchers have claimed that 10 minutes rowing, or on a rowing machine, is equivalent to about 100 laughs.
And it can be good for the brain, too, right?
Absolutely. Laughing increases the endorphins, and it lowers your stress levels.
There you go. All right. That does conclude our first round, which means it's time for our bonus round, Medical Myths.
Hercules!
In this round, Dr. Pate will make a statement, and you will determine whether it is a medical myth or a truth. You're going to use those buzzers, so when you know the answer, try to buzz in first, but wait until the statement is completed. Only the first contestant to buzz in will have a chance to answer. Bonus questions are worth 2 points each. Everybody ready?
Gentlemen, are you ready for this? Myth or truth? Unfiltered coffee can raise low-density lipoproteins.
Reggie.
True.
Yeah, Reggie. Do you drink some of that unfiltered coffee?
No, sir, I do not.
You do not? Okay. Well, paper coffee filters, they remove some cafristol, and that's a natural compound found in coffee. It is responsible for increasing bad cholesterol in your blood.
So, Doc, exactly what is unfiltered coffee?
Lisa, unfiltered coffee. Well, that's espresso, cappuccino, Turkish coffee, or the coffee that you find from a French press. How about that?
No, I like it. Very good information. Let's review the scores after round one. Reggie is in the lead with 3 points. Steve has 1 point. Jermaine's still waiting to get on the board, but there is plenty of time, so no worries there. Our next round is...
Gross Anatomy.
Oh, and Gross Anatomy. We will cover gross medical topics that you'll never forget, but I can almost guarantee you wish you could.
All right, Reggie, this one's for you. This part of your intestines, the sigmoid colon, otherwise known as your pelvic colon, is closest to which of these? Is it A, your rectum, B, your belly button, or C, your funny bone?
Belly button?
No, right, I got to answer. So you think your sigmoid colon is right next to your belly button? Well, I'm going to give you the answer, and you're going to really think about this one. It's your rectum. Your sigmoid colon is the part of the intestine that is closest to your rectum. It averages about 40 centimeters in length, or about 16 inches, I guess. Huh?
Useful information, guys, when you're at that party.
Yeah.
Next party. Instant friend maker, as we like to call it here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay. Our next question in...
Gross Anatomy.
Goes to Steve.
Okay. Right. Oh, Steve, we're moving along here, okay? The most severe case of acne is deeply inflamed beneath your skin. What is this severe form of acne? Is it A, whiteheads, B, cystic acne, or B, bacne?
It's B.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like you know that answer right away, huh?
Yes, sir.
You know, how come?
I had a friend that really had it bad, and that's what they called it.
Yeah, it is cystic acne. These deeply inflamed breakouts can develop on your face or other parts of your body. They're large, and, you know, they feel like soft, fluid-filled lumps that are painfully situated just under your skin.
I wouldn't pop that under the sun.
Yeah, no way at all. Mm. Don't ever pop them. But you know there's help. There's help for this problem. And if you can't see your regular doctor, make sure you see a dermatologist, a skin doctor about this, okay?
All right, Doc, our final question in...
Gross Anatomy.
...is for Jermaine.
Jermaine, are you ready for this one?
Yes, I am.
It looks like you're ready for this
one. Ready to get on the board.
Here we go. You got to get on the board. Okay, here's your question. Your pituitary gland is the size of a pea, and it weighs about the size of one nickel. Where would you find your pituitary gland? Is it A, the base of your brain, B, under your armpit, or C, beneath your tongue?
A.
Yeah, you're on the board. Good for you. The pituitary gland is the master endocrine gland. It controls many of your body's more important functions, like hormone secretion. It directs other organs and endocrine glands to suppress or to induce hormone production. Good for you, Jermaine. You're on the board.
I'm on the board.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody has a point now. Guys, that concludes our second round, which means it's time for a bonus round called Survival Skills.
George, George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree.
I don't know why that makes me giggle every time. In Survival Skills, we will ask you a question that concerns potentially dangerous situations that can occur at home, at work, or in the great outdoors. If the first contestant answers incorrectly, the others will have a chance to buzz in.
Here it is, gentlemen. You ready for this question? All righty. What should you do if you find yourself sinking in quicksand? A, fall forward and spread your weight. B, don't move, or C, eat your way out.
Jermaine.
Don't move.
Oh, sorry about that.
Steve.
You actually try to swim out.
Swim out. I mean, fall forward and spread your weight. Yeah, you got it, buddy. That's exactly right. The answer is A, and you want to do that. You want to spread your weight, and that will allow you to lift your legs a little bit easier. And as your legs work their way to the top, all you have to do then is roll away from that muddy quicksand, right?
Yeah. Sure. Yes, absolutely. Because I encounter quicksand quite often, and I'm concerned about it.
Yeah.
But now I know how to get out.
Good for you.
Okay, Doc, let's review the scores after round two. Steve in the lead with 4 points. Reggie with 3 points. Jermaine is on the board with a point. Okay, guys, we're ready to begin our third round.
It's all in the brain. It's all in the brain.
That's right. This category is It's All in the Brain. Here we will explore questions that deal with the human body's most complex organ, the brain.
And the first question goes to Steve. Which of these activities may help you enhance your overall attention span? Is it A, a cold shower, B, meditation, or C, putting paint on your nails?
I would say the shower.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is actually painting your nails.
Really?
No, it's not. I just had to say that. No. Sorry about that, guys. It's actually, we have three guys here, and I had to say that. You know? The answer is B, meditation. Studies have suggested that people who meditate about 30 minutes a day for 8 weeks had measurable changes in their gray matter density. That's your brain, which is associated with memory and a sense of self and empathy and stress. Meditation.
I was really hoping it was painting your nails. That would have been, I think I'm just going to tell some of my guy friends to do that.
Oh, Lisa, you wouldn't do that, would you?
Do you know me?
Oh, yeah, you would. Okay.
Okay, the next question in.
It's all in the brain. It's all in the brain.
It's for Jermaine.
Jermaine, when you smell that wonderful coffee aroma in the morning... That's a percolator. That sound for some of the older folks out there, that's the sound of coffee percolating. Did you know that, Jermaine?
I had an idea.
You had an idea. Alrighty. When you smell that wonderful coffee aroma in the morning, it affects what part of your brain? Is it A, the Las Vegas nerve, B, the optic nerve, or C, the olfactory nerve?
B, the optic nerve.
No. It's actually C, the olfactory nerve. Your sense of smell, it's otherwise known as olfaction, arises from stimulation from your olfactory nerve.
And it's also known as cranial nerve number one. Okay, our final question in.
It's all in the brain. It's all in the brain.
Is for the man who's moving to L.A. soon, Reggie.
Reggie. Which of the following may lead to mental illnesses later in life? Is it A, excessive flatulence, B, infectious diseases, or C, eating fingernails?
B, infectious diseases.
Yeah, it is. We're into those fingernails here, huh? Painting nails, eating fingernails. But you got it, Reggie. It is infectious diseases. A recent study found that someone who might have more infectious diseases throughout their lives may have an overall higher risk of stroke or vascular disease, which can lead to brain changes later in life and, of course, mental changes.
And that concludes our third round. We are now ready for our next bonus round, illnesses for the rich and famous.
Illnesses of the rich and famous.
In this bonus round, Dr. Pate will read a description of a medical condition that has affected one of our public figures. Contestants will have to determine which disorder is being described from the answer choices presented. When you know the answer, try to buzz in first.
Here we go, guys. The American film icon, John Wayne.
Yeah, I'm 30 years older than you are. Had my back broke once, and my hip twice. And on my worst day, I could beat the hell out of you.
Oh, boy, what memories. John Wayne died in 1979. He was a victim of what two cancers? A, colon and rectal cancer, B, brain and skin cancer, or C, stomach and lung cancer?
Steve.
C.
Yes, it was. Did you like John Wayne?
I sure did.
I think everybody liked John Wayne. Pilgrim. Remember where he would say that? Pilgrim.
Poor Reggie and Jermaine are just shaking their heads. I don't think they were born when John Wayne was alive.
Guys, you listen to John. You saw John Wayne, right? The movies, John Wayne?
I have.
Oh, guys. John Wayne, the Duke, the Duke. Well, let me just tell you. Guys, I'm going to tell you this. Look, the Duke, he starred in many acclaimed films, such as The High and the Mighty, The Searchers, and True Grit. That's just a few I can name. Now, he was diagnosed with lung cancer in 1964. And then he developed stomach cancer years later, and that would take his life.
All right, Buster, what do you do?
There you go. Play that again for us. I love that.
All right, Buster, what do you do?
Well, I tell you, we'll play on that medical quiz show. How about that?
Wow, that's pretty good.
But not bad, huh?
Okay, time to review the scores. Steve, still in the lead with 6 points. Reggie has 4 points. Jermaine with 1 point, but still plenty of opportunity. I'm telling you, still plenty of chances here. Right. Our final round we're moving into is Body Shop.
Body Shop.
Yes, in this round, we will ask you questions that have to do with anatomy and facts about the body.
Well, here we go. Jermaine. That's my John Wayne accent. Okay, Jermaine, here's your question. By the time you turn 70... your heart will have beaten how many times? Is it A, 500 million times, B, 2.5 billion, that's B billion, or C, 1.7 trillion, T trillion?
C.
Wow, well, you have a very fast heartbeat, I guess. Well, it's actually B, it's 2.5 billion times. Once you turn about 70, your heart has beaten some 2.5 billion times, presuming that your heart beats an average of about 70 beats per minute.
Glad I wasn't the one having to do the math on that. Oh. All right, the next question in
Body Shop
goes to Reggie.
Reggie, he's stretching there. Are you ready? Looks like you're ready to tackle this question here. Here's the question. Not only does a hip replacement improve your pain and your arthritis, it also improves what? A, your sex life. B, appetite. Or C, heart rate.
A.
Well, why did you say A there?
It's all in hips.
What was that? It's all, it's all in the hips, right? You know, you're absolutely correct. It's going to improve your mobility in the bedroom. You got it, baby. It's all in the hip. It's kind of an unexpected bonus, so to speak. Almost 81% of patients who suffered from a bad joint, they reported that after they had the hip surgery, guess what? Their sexual activities increased.
You know, that explains why my great aunt has been in a much better mood these days.
See, Lisa?
That old bird had a hip replacement.
Absolutely.
Okay, the final question in
Body Shop
goes to Steve.
All right, Steve, you ready for this, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, since you and I are the only people that understood John Wayne there, okay? Here's your question, Steve. Baldness can be an indication of what? Is it A, kidney failure, B, erectile dysfunction, or C, heart disease?
It's A.
No, it's actually heart disease. Men who bald have a higher risk of heart disease, although researchers are not exactly sure why. Baldness has been linked to atherosclerosis, and as we know, that's a condition in which your artery wall thickens from the accumulation of fatty materials like cholesterol, which can lead to heart problems, right?
Wow.
How about that? Yeah.
All right, that concludes our fourth round, which means we are now approaching our lightning round or cardiac capper. We will ask 5 fast-paced true or false questions. You will buzz in when you have the answer, and at the end, Dr. Pate will explain why you were right or wrong. Ready, guys?
Question number 1, true or false? Tooth enamel is the hardest substance in the body.
Jermaine.
True.
It is true. Question number 2, adding cinnamon oil to tea helps relieve diarrhea.
Steve.
That's true.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And here's question number three. Sunscreen was initially created to protect GI stationed in the Pacific from severe sunburns.
Reggie.
True.
Yeah, that was true too. You guys are doing well here. And here's question number four. Parkinson's disease affects the cerebellum.
Steve.
That's true.
No, sorry about that. That one's false. And here's the final question. Studies show you should chew each mouthful of food at least 95 times.
Jermaine.
False.
That is false. Good for you.
And that ends our cardiac capper. While we're totaling up the final scores, Dr. Pate will explain the answers.
Guys, here's the answer to question number one. Enamel is, in fact, the hardest substance in the body. It is so strong because it protects your teeth from some of those hot and cold foods that we're always eating. And it helps to protect your teeth from grinding at night, even though you can still grind them down if you have problems. And question two, Steve, you got this one. Cinnamon is an astringent, which means it contains some biomolecules that tighten and contract human tissue. And when the tissue in the colon retracts, fluids are retained. So it may help relieve some diarrhea. Question number three, when the soldiers headed to the Pacific during World War II, they were just not prepared for the scorching heat and the beating sun. Sunscreen was indeed created to protect them from the nasty sun and the sunburns. And question number four, Parkinson's disease actually affects the basal ganglia, not the cerebellum. It begins with the death of cells and nerves that control muscle movement. And finally, question number five, when you're eating, it's recommended that you chew 30 to 50 times. And this allows your mouth to slow down while our brains catch up, which takes about 20 minutes or so. Chewing breaks down the food, and we tend, guess what, to eat less. And that's going to wrap up the capper.
I usually chew like 5 to 10 times. Is that bad?
That's kind of bad. Okay. At least you got to slow down.
I knew you were going to say that. All right. Let's look at these scores. Steve is our winner with 7 points. Reggie finishes with 6 and Jermaine 3. Well done, guys. Congratulations, Steve. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Steve, good job.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Now, Lisa, would you tell Steve what he's won?
Steve. We've had so much talk on the show today about sunscreen, and it's because we have a very special gift for you. Yes, we have a suntan sprayer that gets in all the nooks and crannies. And as you might know, all of the places where the sun just won't shine.
Yeah,
it actually comes with 3 refills and can be stowed away nicely as you fly to the nude beach of your choice. Unfortunately, the last part is not part of the prize. So suntan spray yourself away, Steve, and enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. And Lisa's been selling this product for years.
I have. All that time on the new beaches.
Now it's time for a very special segment of our show. Since I've been asking the questions all throughout the show, Lisa is going to reach into that medical quiz bag, and she's going to find a question for me.
Okay, Doc, here it is. Mm-hmm. Can you inherit fat?
All right. Are you worried about this, Lisa?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this. You can actually inherit the propensity to be fat. Your DNA can predispose you to being overweight, just like any other family member. It is estimated that about 79% of your body mass is determined by your DNA. However, genes are not the final word on your weight. So don't panic here. Now, a healthy diet and an exercise plan can help turn down the effect of those genes on your size and your weight.
I think that this has convinced me that I'm going to will some of my fat to a few family members.
Only to the ones you don't like, right, Lisa?
Perhaps. That's true.
And on that lovely thought, would you mind closing up while I scrub out?
Not at all, Doc. And that's our show. We did have fun here today, but remember, good health is no joke. All medical concerns you may have should be discussed with your personal physician. Go to our website, thatmedicalquizshow.com, to find out more about the show and a full list of questions and answers. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Until next time, remember, more medical knowledge means better health. Because there's a little bit of doctor in all of us.